best and original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Max. I'm your host, Max, and here we are on another show of To the Max on LA Talk Radio. It is Sunday, February 8th at 11 o'clock p.m. in New York, 8 p.m. in LA, and it's Grammy time. So I've got some inside scoop on that. Actually, someone is there, so we've got the scoop on that. And I got to tell you right now, we've got a great show. It's the One Love, One Life show. We've got Dr. Matt coming in a little bit, and we also have Gina Hendricks right here from LA Talk Radio. So I encourage you to call in at 323-203-0815 with some fantastic Valentine's Day ideas, what to do. It's my 30th birthday coming up on Valentine's Day. But before that, I want to wish everyone a happy birthday to Petra, to Juliet, to Lindsay, to Jason, to Mike, to Jay, to my boy Timmy at Osushi in Boston. Happy birthday to you. We share the same birthday, Valentine's Day. So happy birthday, Timmy. I'm going to come up and see you real soon. But before we continue with the show, I've got Nicole on the line. So, Nikki, I know that you've got some fantastic ideas for Valentine's Day for the sweet tooth and for a sweet, healthy tooth. So, Nikki, welcome to the Max. What's up?
Thanks, Max. How are you?
Doing really well.
What do I have? Great idea. Chocolate, Valentine's Day. It comes around every year. And what do people go out and buy? Chocolate.
And but bad chocolate.
They buy bad chocolate. Chocolate that's full of preservatives and sugar. And you're taking care of your sweetheart, but you're not taking care of your heart.
That's right. So you've got the cure, don't you?
I sure do. So it's pure, healthy, raw chocolate, huh?
What's the cure, Nikki?
A pure, healthy, unprocessed raw chocolate mix.
And where do we find it?
We find it on my website at www.achocolateaday.info or www.wantapieceofmychocolate.com.
Want a piece of my chocolate. Talk about people wanting a piece of your ass for Valentine's Day, Miss Nikki.
Well, I figured with the whole Britney thing, you know, want a piece of my chocolate.
You've got quite the fan club, don't you? But So Shy is the chocolate, everybody, and you know I've had them on before, so check out my back shows. They're in my catalog. You know, they're right here on LA Talk Radio. You just go into my archives and check out So Shy, which is www.achocolateaday.info if you want more info. And Nikki, can people order there for their sweetheart?
Absolutely. You can directly order right off the site. I could even send it to you, email me. My email's on the website. I can send you, you know, packages out overnight to make it a lot easier because I carry the stock myself. And, you know, it's just a great gift because it's chocolate, but it's an alternative to the nonsense garbage chocolate. I mean, you want a piece of chocolate every now and then, but at least this can last after Valentine's Day. And it's something that, you know, you're truly showing you care because it's great cardiovascular benefits. It's just an amazing product. So hope everyone has a happy Valentine's Day.
It puts the heart into Valentine's Day for chocolate. Well, thank you for letting everyone know what kind of chocolate to get for this Valentine's Day. You know, it's my birthday as well. So that's the story. But I want to take a call or two. So, Nikki, I'm going to say goodnight to you. Or chocolateaday.info is the page to go for that chocolate. And have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I'll see you this week.
Thanks. You too, Max.
Hi, Nikki. All right. So we're going to take a call before we get Dr. Matt on the line. And – caller, can you just do me a favor and lower your radio because I hear you in the background?
I know. Well, because it kept ringing, and I was wondering what was going on there. How are you, Max? It's Gina.
Hey, Gina. I've got Gina.
How are you?
And Dr. Matt. I've got everyone on the show right at the top of the show. So we're going to have a great forum for love. This is the One Love, One Life show on To the Max on LA Talk Radio. And Gina, I'm going to get to you in just 1 minute. I have Dr. Matt on the line. And we're going to talk about the Jerry Maguire syndrome. And Dr. Matt is going to let us know what that is. And then, Gina, whenever you want, this is an open forum. Callers will take your calls at 323-203-0815. Dr. Matt, you're up. Give us your scoop, Dr. Matt.
I'm dying to know what the Jerry Maguire thing is.
The scoop. Jerry Maguire, you know, it happens to be one of my favorite movies. And there are so many good lines. But there are some lines that kind of need to be tweaked a little bit. For example, Show Me the Money is probably the most famous one of all the lines in there. But I think what should be more famous is when Jerry wrote his little memo or the mission statements, and it was basically about fewer clients, less money, better relationships, which is what the whole movie is about. Moving on from there, I think the other most famous line is, the two that go together are "You had me at hello" and "You complete me." And I think that whole "You complete me" thing, I think that's, it kind of set people off going down a dead-end road. It kind of set people off trying to find love. Gina, you're on a dating service. How many people are trying to find love?
Oh, so many. Everyone, I think, is, you know, fortunately, I guess for me in the matchmaking business, it's like that love business is one of the few businesses that will ever suffer during, a slow economy, because everyone, no matter how little money they have, they are always looking for love.
See, that's what kind of got me started on my whole, I developed this emotional technique called the emotional equation. And basically, I took the theories of Eckhart Tolle, Don Miguel Ruiz, Lester Levinson of the Sedona Method, David Hawkins, Levels of Consciousness, and Dr. John Diamond, probably the most holistic psychiatrist in the world today, and then also the physiological techniques of Roger Callahan using acupuncture points, Dr. Walter Schmidt with his injury recall technique, once again Dr. John Diamond with life energy, and Scott Walker with neuroemotional technique, and I combined them to kind of release emotional blocks. Because what I found, the whole complete me thing, is people are looking for love. It's kind of like a dead-end road. It's kind of like you ever lose your keys only to find that they're in your pocket?
Yeah.
Always.
And that, see, Lester Levinson had this great quote. Let me just read it to you because I have it right here on my screen. "It is impossible to get love. Only by loving can one feel love. The more one looks for love, the more one doesn't love. One should strive to love, never to be loved. To be loved brings temporary happiness and ego inflation. When one loves fully, one can have no concept of not being loved." So in other words, love is that one thing that we're all inherently born with. Yet it gets piled upon by fear and anger and envy and hate years over years over years, and then we look for love. And when we realize that it's within us, and then we can be that person who is love, and then we can attract what we want.
And that's the truth. Now, Dr. Matt, everyone's been on my show before. Dr. Matt, why don't you tell people about your website real quick, where they can find you, and then we'll dive right into these finding love and completing me kind of statements. So, Dr. Matt, what's your website?
Actually, the website is under construction right now. There is no website. You can just look me up on Facebook at the moment.
Cool. And you could always find him right on my Facebook page, Dr. Matt Keshner. So, Gina, what do you think about this Jerry Maguire syndrome? Have you heard of it before?
Well, no, I'm curious. Look, I'm going to interview Dr. Matt here. So, Dr. Matt, who are you and what do you do exactly? Tell me.
I am Dr. Matt Keshner. I work out of New York City, right outside of Grand Central on Park Avenue. I'm an applied kinesiologist. I am basically, it's a hybrid of chiropractic, acupuncture techniques, physical therapy,
Gina,
obviously emotional techniques,
the
whole enchilada.
What next?
You got cut out a bit, so just repeat again what it is you do real quick.
Oh, I am an applied kinesiologist. I work out of New York City on Park Avenue, right by Grand Central. And basically applied kinesiology, it's kind of like everything except medication. It is physical therapy techniques. It is chiropractic. It is acupunctuarial techniques without actually piercing the skin.
There's
a lot of nutrition. There's emotional techniques. It's basically treating the whole person. You, if someone walks in and they say, here, I'll give you a perfect example. Someone walks in and they say, my shoulder hurts. I look at the whole body and I might say, okay, you have a sugar problem, which is you have some adrenal and pancreas weakness, and you take them off the sugar for 3 weeks, and then magically that shoulder that's been hurting them for 1 year, now the shoulder pain goes away.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But
so your Jerry Maguire theory, is it pertaining exclusively to relationships, or just, that's what I was confused about, or just the way people mislead themselves in general?
Well, the whole emotional equation started off with the Jerry Maguire theory, was, you know, everyone trying to find love and then trying to find the love within oneself was basically how the whole thing started, and then it kind of avalanched into something even bigger, where love became a component of the equation to achieving inner freedom. But with the whole Jerry Maguire, and the love thing is that I found that no matter what the ailment is, even if someone gets hit with a bat, takes a bat to the leg, there's always some type of emotional component involved in any type of physical injury. I always find some type of emotional component in there.
Well, it's funny that it's funny that you guys brought up a movie analogy in a way, because I have, just after seeing He's Not That Into You yesterday, I have a 16 candles analogy. And that is to say to women, you are not Molly Ringwald. Your life is not 16 candles. And the hunk of the movie is never going to fall for you. That's the issue that I deal with women. They just want this Prince Charming, and they believe in the 16 candles story, and they just need to stop. What do you think about that, Dr. Matt?
Well, once again, I'm looking more of an internal frame of reference.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember Tony Leroy? You had him on the show a little while ago.
Of course, yep.
One of the great things he once did this exercise where, you know, he was going around the room and he's like, you know, he said, don't answer out loud, but, you know, think of if you were with your ideal significant other, your Prince Charming or your princess or whoever, and think of what kind of person you would be. So, well, don't wait for that person to show up to be that person he would be. Be that person now, and you're going to attract who you want.
Right.
Now, following along the lines of that, when you go into that whole, everyone's into the law of attraction and the secret. Now, if you read Esther and Jerry Hicks, they're the originators of law of attraction.
Yep. I'm familiar with
Manifest Your Desires. In the book Manifest Your Desires, they talk about you have to be operating at a certain vibration in order to manifest. And
right.
That level of consciousness, according to Hawkins, is at a love joy, a level of love joy. So what the actual emotional equation does on a physiological level is that instead of a lot of these emotional techniques like the Roger Callahan, psychological reversal and emotional recall, they basically take the stressor and they basically squash it. So they eliminate the stressor. The problem is you're still operating from the same paradigm. What the emotional equation does is it raises you to a higher level of consciousness so you think differently. So, for example, let's take last week, Denny's. Denny's had that special last Monday. It was like 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Grand Slam breakfast.
Exactly. And they got themselves to reacquaint the American public with Denny's. So two different paradigms. Paradigm number one, the bad one, is to say, oh, my God, Denny's giving away free breakfast to everyone. Things must really be bad. Paradigm two for business owners might be, wow, what a great idea. We should get ourselves reacquainted with the public. So there's always two different ways of looking at it. Now, another example. Let's say you have a large sum of money stolen. Now, there are certain levels of consciousness are in an order, so you have underneath love comes reason. So let's say you're operating at a level of love, and you have a large amount of money stolen. Let's say your wallet is stolen. You drop down to, let's say, the level of reason. Now, in reason, you're still thinking. You can just rationalize the plan. You don't freak out. You don't get upset. But now let's say you're operating out of anger, and you can drop down to a level of grief. Now, in grief, you're going to act out of the wrong place. Instead of formalizing a rational plan, you're going to panic a little bit. You're going to be scattered. You're going to be everywhere. You're going to lash out. You're going to blame others. It's just going to create a negative cycle. So you can create your life depending on where you operate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Just like you can create your love life depending on where you operate.
Do you feel that, Gina?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, I respect what he's saying. It's a little deeper than I delve, certainly. I just sort of, you know, because of obviously what I do and then with my show, Love Life Makeovers, I just, you know, I have on experts each week and it's almost like a therapy session in a way for me each week. And so I don't delve that deep. I guess I deal more on a simplistic level, just as that movie. Well, just it's very topical right now, which is, you know, He's Just Not That Into You, which I saw yesterday. Very simple. You know what I mean? And my what I come up against time and time again with, since I only take male clients and I set them up with females, you know, time and time again, it's women who sort of have this attachment to Prince Charming. And I say a lot of times, you know, they, if you ask them what they're looking for, every woman is going to describe George Clooney or Brad Pitt or JFK Jr. He has to be tall and rich and great body and good looking. I mean, everything. And I just think so many women are just attached to that notion, and it's preventing them a lot of times from really looking for just good men versus Brad Pitt or Chris Clooney.
Well, do you think people know exactly what they want, though, Gina? I think, you know, people put more thought into purchasing a car than they do their love life. People know, they know what, you know, what they want. Do you want a sunroof? Do you want a convertible? What do you want? You know what accessories.
That's very true. I know a lot of people, I did a blog about this. You know, I can tell you that if you were to be like the loan person giving a loan on a car, and the guy came in and you ran his credit check and you checked his references, you know, he might not ever qualify for that car, mm-hmm. but you know what? You'll date him anyway. You know what I mean? Like, we don't check people's references. We don't, in other words, we don't look at character, because we don't factor that in. Because if he shows up with a big smile and roses and he looks the way we want him to look and he's saying what we want him to say in the here and now, we don't factor in his background, the way he's treated others, or anything like that. And it's a big mistake. You know, people don't factor in character. They want to look at the shiny object in front of them rather than, you know, what's behind it.
Yep. They want the Bentley with the Honda motor.
Right. Exactly. That's why so many people buy lemons, because if it's a shiny, beautiful, that's an old car trick, isn't it? They yep. restore the body, and then it's a piece of shit car.
That's right. So, Dr. Matt, what is your feeling on that?
You know, I had all these thoughts running through my mind as you were saying that. Very interesting. You know, it draws back to the whole Jerry Maguire thing, the You Complete Me. You know, people are looking for that, as you said, the Bentley, the flashy smile, you know, the Rolex watch to complete them. They're looking for an external instead of focusing on the internal. You know, once people realize that they don't need anything to complete them, maybe something to complement them. Mm-hmm. You know, then all of a sudden life is on the upswing. Gina, have you ever read the book He's Scared, She's Scared?
Yes, I have. I have it in my bookcase.
I love that book. In that book, they talk about it's all about commitment phobes.
Yes.
And one of the commitment phobic syndromes is exactly what you were just talking about, is the ideal fantasy partner syndrome, where basically everything is stacked up against the ideal fantasy partner, and eventually the reality partner is going to lose.
Now, let me break in real quick, because I just got a text message from a listener, because I do this mm-hmm. whole interactive thing. And my listener wants to know, ask Dr. Matt, how to get to the love joy level.
How to get to the love joy level? Well, there are different ways to go about it. In the office, obviously, I do my emotional equation technique, which is basically combines the theories with the mechanical, physiological mechanism, you know, that actually raises you to a different level. And you can't just jump from grief to love in one shot. It's a little bit of a process. Now, on your own, you can meditate. Meditation is great. There's the Sedona method. The whole thing basically comes down to basically separating yourself from your ego. As soon as you understand the concept that your ego is not you, your ego feels hurt. Your ego feels neglected. Your ego wants the Bentley. As soon as you allow yourself to realize that your ego belongs to you, but it's not you, and you can separate yourself from the ego, then all of a sudden you release all these wants. Now, all the secret people, law of attraction people, they've always said that wanting is the equivalent of lacking. When you focus on wanting, you're actually focusing on lacking. So when you release the ego, you release the wants, you then achieve freedom, and you actually have everything you want, and that's when you attract things to you.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Gina?
Well, I mean, I like the whole secret, you know, method, and I like Esther Hicks. I like all that stuff. And you know what? I think there's a lot to be said for that, and I think it kind of does come back around to exactly what I was saying. I think that we're both kind of making the same point, in a sense that, you know, I meet so many ladies that are holding on to this notion of wanting, I guess, somebody, yeah, to complete them, somebody to validate whatever it is they're lacking in themselves. And, you know, occasionally, certainly, men, I find that with men, too, when they just are attached to the notion of, you know, a very specific look or type of woman. But, you know, and yes, that's why it is elusive to them, because the more they hang on to the want, the more they are lacking. It lacks, you know what I mean? And it escapes them. So I can see that.
Hey, Max, you know, I forgot to mention one thing. I was talking about meditation. For me, the best way at home, without any physiological mechanism, the Sedona method actually helped me a lot in terms of releasing the wants. It's a process you can do with a friend, you can do with a partner, you can do on your own, you can write stuff down on paper, and use this Sedona method to basically release your feelings, you release your attachments. The first, Esther and Jerry Hicks, and Manifest Your Desires, the first one-third of the book is all about releasing. In order to get what you want, you release your attachments to it. You also release your aversions to it. So I think to answer your listener's question, what can they do at home, I would say either meditation, which sounds simple enough, but a lot of people don't get it.
I am not meowing, sorry. Go ahead.
But the Sedona method, I would say hands down.
Hands
down. Something they can do on their own to achieve that level of love or joy.
All right, now let's go to the people, because, Gina, we know that you put people together every day. So let's kind of skip forward now into, you know, Valentine's Day is here, and here right around the corner, it's my 30th birthday too. So I wanted to have this show tonight, you know, the One Love, One Life show, because that's all we got is One Love, One Life. That's one of my favorite U2 songs. So I figured I would incorporate it into a show. And, you know, people are asking me, Max, what are you doing for your birthday? And I'm like, well, my birthday is on Valentine's Day, and it's amateur night. You know, it's like you can't get a reservation because everyone's out and they all have their roses that are really silk panties bunched up in a rose, and they give them to their girls. And, you know, what can people do? You know, I want to have a fun segment now of the show where we can help people who have love. And Dr. Matt, you could help with the mind, and Gina with the idea on what to do for Valentine's Day. So, Gina, I'll start with you, and you tell me what is the ultimate Valentine's Day for you?
Oh, well, for me, I mean, come on now. That's a good one. You know, I mean, I think that an ultimate Valentine's Day for me, or actually any woman, is really something that kind of catches you off guard and is unique. You know, I mean, we all know about the chocolate and the flowers and, you know, and while it's totally appreciated, don't get me wrong, I mean, something that was, you know, very unique, like let's say a guy took a piece of construction paper and folded it into a card and decided to make up his own poem, even if it didn't rhyme and even if it didn't make sense. But just the effort that it took, that he didn't run down to the Save-On and he didn't, you know, make a reservation at, you know, a restaurant, which again is appreciated. I think something that's unique and unexpected, it kind of like it shakes things up a bit, you know, and it's impressive. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
That's right.
Stop the effort.
Now with these economic difficulties, people are trying to find an alternative what to do. And I think there's nothing like really great, you know, homemade gifts. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like we were talking about this during Christmas. And I totally agree. I think the thought process and do your thing. Make your, you know, all these extravagant gifts are no longer.
Does anybody want a cat for Valentine's Day?
I hear you.
My mistake. I let her go outside one time and she just won't leave the front door. Sorry.
We'll take the cat.
But if anybody wants one for Valentine's Day, please call me.
Yeah, hit you up on LA Talk Radio. So, Matt, what do you think? What's a good Valentine's Day?
You're talking to someone who once whisked the girl away to Paris for Valentine's Day.
That's surprising, and you know, that would be fun, absolutely.
But I think the best part of that Valentine's Day was not the actual trip to Paris. It was the actual presentation of it. It was, as you said, Gina, it's not the expense. It's not the, you don't have to fly around the world. As long as it's from the heart. Basically, the way I introduced it is I had fortunes inside of a fortune cookie printed up, and there was a fortune that said, pack your bags, we leave for Valentine's Day. We leave for Paris tomorrow night. So out of that whole Valentine's Day extravaganza, that was the single best part, the little fortune inside the fortune cookie.
Yeah.
See, he shook things up. He caught her off guard, that's for sure.
Now, it can be very simple. I had a friend who last year, he was recently engaged, and Valentine's Day was coming up, and he was, like, overworked, and he was stressed out. And he came to me and said, you know, I don't, like, what do you think I should do for Valentine's Day? And I said, well, tell me, you know, what's going on in your life? What's going on in your relationship? And he's like, you know, we're planning this wedding, and it takes so much time, but that's all she wants to do. I said, simple. I said, all right, that case is simple. She wants your time. She's told you that. She wants to work on planning the wedding. Boom, that's your Valentine's Day activity right there. It's something that she wants to do. It's something that draws the two of you together. You're working on something together. You know, she knows it's hard for you to take time out. And they spent their Valentine's Day doing wedding stuff, and they had a great time. And he came up to me and thanked me about a week later.
I think, too, that, you know, you could even make, like, a little note card up or however you want to present it and, you know, give your significant other something that said, you know, tonight, you know, is your night of special requests. Like, basically make it sort of like sex, anything sex-related that you want to do, I will do for you.
They have,
like,
those games,
like, give a night of just your pleasure.
You know, those roll the dice games with all little sex quotes on it. But, you know, this is what I say. I say celebrate Valentine's Day early. You know, you don't have to wait to Valentine's Day to celebrate it. And I think if you do it, this is Friday the 13th, this Friday. So I think that's just a cool day in general. Take your date out Friday the 13th. Well, no, I mean, it's like, why don't you?
Let's build upon that. How about this one? How about this one? Go out and buy 12 Valentine's Day cards. And as Gina said, the best is what's unexpected. Go out and buy 12 Valentine's Day cards, and then once a month, have a little Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's cute. Or make 12 Valentine's Day cards. That would even be even more special. You know, here's something so, so simple, and I recommended this to my girlfriend who's married. They have two children, and, you know, people get, especially people with children, small children, they get busy, they get tired, and, you know, their love life, let's face it, gets in a rut. So I said the easiest way I could think of to, like, spice things up is when he comes home or she comes home and you're in bed, be in bed naked. Because it's like most married people don't sleep naked anymore, and or do something that you don't normally do. So certainly, you know, she's wearing her sweats and her old T-shirt because, you know, they're in a rut. So I said, next time he comes home, have nothing on under the covers, and I guarantee you that will definitely ignite
even better. I say open the door naked. Shit, why
absolutely
not?
Absolutely. But if you've got small children,
keep
it low.
Because kids do get in the way of sex, and I think the best thing to do for if you have kids is book a daycare center for that day.
Yeah.
Ship your kids off and just spend your time together.
I mean, you know, even stay in a hotel would be great for Valentine's Day. Get room service, you know, order in and just stay in bed.
Now, of course, I'm going to say that another fantastic thing for Valentine's Day is to go to Asprey.com. And diamonds are always, you know, jewelry is a mood changer, especially diamonds. And Asprey has great collections. I just have to give them a little plug right there.
What is the website? I didn't hear you, though, honestly.
Asprey.com.
Okay. Okay.
Amazing jewelry. Jewelry. They've been around forever. They're a beautiful house of jewelry and silversmith and leather goods. It's a great place to go to get gifts for Valentine's Day. I do love gifts. And I got to tell you, I'm a big gift person. I love gifts.
Don't we all?
But so, yeah. Okay, so now Valentine's Day is around the corner. And we're giving people ideas on what to do for Valentine's Day. And if we have any callers, I'm going to take your calls now at 323-203-0815. And call and let me know what you think to do for Valentine's Day, if you have any love requests or any love questions for Dr. Matt. And I call Gina the love goddess because she's got her fantastic, you know, A little service there in California.
Love service. I tell people I'm offering them love service, for God's sake. I might get the wrong idea.
If you're single this year, why don't you give yourself a date? Call Gina. She'll hook you up.
There you go. I'll help you one way or another. Maybe just talk some sense into you. Either way, you'll win. It's a win-win. So now listen, I know I keep talking about this movie, and they're not paying me any money for it, this plug. Have you seen the movie yet? He's Just Not That Into You?
I haven't. Dr. Matt, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I didn't think it was going to be very good because I read the book. And it, I mean, you know, the book is so simple. It's just very, like, no-nonsense advice. He is just not that into you, you know. But the movie really brings it home. But I have to say, I won't ruin it for anybody, but it was like they delivered the message all through the movie, and I loved it because I felt like, great, they're really, you know, kind of setting them straight here, giving them the clear message. And then at the very end, they said, oh, you know, we said, basically, metaphorically speaking, oh, we said all that, but you know what? We don't really mean it. So then they wrapped it up with all these happy endings, and they, you know, basically ruined it for me. But
well, this is what I say. If he's not that into you, like, I have a friend, she broke up with her boyfriend, her fiance, and I'm like, you know what? If he doesn't love you, get the fuck over it. Why waste time with someone who doesn't want you? Dr. Matt, what do you think? Is that too aggressive?
You know, I was just thinking while you were saying that, I was just thinking of all the times, you know, before we were talking, I was talking about how the emotions play a role in any little or big injury. And I've had actually several patients that once they got rid of their boyfriend or girlfriend, then magically their back pain went away.
Well, yeah, now this is interesting, but when my boyfriend broke up with me, this has been 10 years ago, my back actually completely went out on me just from the stress, because, you know, I know this is what you talk about, actually, this is what you, is that, I guess, when stress will not cause an injury, but it'll attack the weakest part of your body. Is that right?
Well, you have what's called knee. I don't want to go like too get too technical. I go too over your audience's heads, Max. You have what's called a mesolimbic pathway. Meso is in midbrain, and limbic system is the emotional system, and the immune system gets tied into that whole midbrain thing, as well as the adrenal glands, the fight or flight, adrenaline. Most people have heard of. And they all, it's a two-way street. The emotions can affect the immune system can affect the emotions. There's a really cool little party trick I do with people, and I do a little muscle test. I have them hold their arm out, and I say, hold, and their arm is strong. And then I have them kind of cross their hands in front of them, and that's the universal closed-off position. And then I have them touch where their thymus gland is, which is, thymus gland is the major player of their immune system, and I have them hold their arm up again, and then their arm goes weak. And then I have them kind of put their arms out, palms open, as if they're hugging the world. And I have them repeat after, I say, repeat after me, I have faith, trust, gratitude, and love, and courage. And they say that, and they retest the arm, and it's strong. And basically, that's just a little trick of showing them how the emotions can affect the immune system. You can actually love yourself. Believe it or not, you can love yourself to better health. When you know, the emotions are light, when you get that love in you, you can actually boost your immune system. You can boost all these systems across the board.
And you know what? I want to boost real quick my caller who's on the line. So call you live on Max. Who's this?
Yes. Hi. Is this Maximilian?
Yes, it is. Is this my Roberta?
This is Roberta. How are you?
I'm good, Roberta. Tell everyone where you're calling from.
Hello. I am calling from the Senior Citizen Center of Crescent Heights, or the Crescent Heights Senior Citizen Center. And Max, I haven't spoken to you since January.
How are you?
Good, good. I'm calling. We are playing golf on the Wii.
Now, Roberta, listen, tell everyone how old you are.
What would you give to know?
Well, I would give advice to know, because Roberta, Gina and Matt, this is one of my dear callers. She's in a nursing home there, yes. A senior center in California. And you have the best advice, Roberta, to give people. So I'm glad you called in. Because what was your thing for Valentine's Day?
Well, I was going to ask you what to do for this Valentine's Day. I know that it's a very special day for you for two reasons.
Well, you know what? This is what – perfect time calling, Roberta. You know why? Because Gina and Dr. Matt, I just had someone type in with a question, Adele from California, actually a comment and recommendation – what to do for Valentine's Day. And yeah. Adele wrote, I think that it's a romantic and sweet gesture for a couple to do community service together.
Well, I think that's
that's a little boring, but yeah, that's sweet.
That's a nice thing. I mean, I'm big into that whole charity. But you know what?
Know.
It brings together.
And it's also one of the components of love in my emotional equation is I labeled it pure giving.
Right.
And community service is basically pure giving. So I think that's an excellent idea.
And Adele, she continues to write, I think it's also a way for couples to look beyond what society dictates what Valentine's Day should be. So thank you, Adele, for that thing. So, Roberta, what was your most memorable Valentine's Day?
Oh, let's see. Oh, last year we had the Wii, and we just had a good time with the golf and with the bowling. You know, you would think at this age that it's not much fun anymore, but it's even more fun.
Do you have a boyfriend, Roberta?
Oh, I have several.
I bet you do. How many times have you been married?
Oh, let's see. Well, let us just say I'm a well-divorced woman.
No, the devil's in the details. It's very interesting to get people's backstory.
You don't want to ask Max. He knows. He's very dear to me and my children.
Okay, how many times have you been married, Max?
I'm going to say four. Yeah, because I remember seeing four pictures. You see, I went to go visit the nursing home. That's, you know, my charity thing there. So I met Roberta there, and the nurses are cool.
And we all thank you, and Miguel says thank you. But I just wanted to call and say thank you very much for your support. I will be calling you on your birthday.
On my birthday.
Okay. So happy birthday.
So, Roberta, real quick, if you can just tell us, what's the best thing that a man's done for you?
Oh, you know, just a nice quiet dinner. And we watched All About Eve one evening on the DVD, and that's my favorite movie, the Betty Davis. And All About Eve, just that, and we fastened our seatbelts for the bumpy ride. It was just glorious. So that's my you know, night in.
Cool. Well, thank you for calling, Roberta. Have a wonderful night. And
you too. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. She is so sweet. She calls all the time now. But
how old is she, Max?
I'm going to guess like maybe 87 or 88.
Good for her. That's awesome.
And she's been married like so many times. But I was like, call in tonight. Let's go to the nurse's station. Let them call in. But so you see, a quiet dinner. That's overrated. People don't do that anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, I had a man once, you know, was asking about the same thing, like, oh, what should I do for Valentine's Day? You know, I always get the normal flowers and the candy. Maybe I'll just do that. It's easy. And I said, well, why don't you just surprise her and just cook dinner for her? Like, just do that. And he ended up, I think he bought takeout or whatever. But you know what? That's still appreciated because she didn't have to cook, and it was certainly unexpected. So.
Yeah. I think we lost Dr. Matt because some people are calling in. They're asking. They've got so many questions from about the body and how it relates to stress and to love and how the body reacts to it. So, you know, I'm going to have him call in right now.
So do you want me to go?
No, you can stay on because he's going to call in. So
okay.
He just sent me that his phone died. So he's going to write me right back. I love technology, don't you, Gina?
I know. You know what? It's complicated. It makes everything more complicated, doesn't it? Easier and complicated at the same time.
But you know what? I got to tell you, we'll talk real quick about Grammy night because you know they're there in L.A. tonight, and I'm in Florida, mm-hmm. of all places. And Grammy scoop, I got some really good Grammy scoop. So let me get that in before Dr. Matt calls us back because I got to wrap the show pretty soon. But Katy Perry was a mess in her performance. It was the most awkward performance my insider's ever seen. Jennifer Hudson delivered the most spectacular performance, standing ovation from everyone, and a sweet song from Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus. Best dressed for my insider is Nicole Kidman. And what else? The audience.
Have you heard about the gossip with Rihanna and Chris Brown?
No. What is the gossip?
Oh, you haven't?
Not at all.
Oh, my. Yes. He turned himself in today this evening, to the LAPD. They don't say who the woman was, but clearly he and Rihanna were at the Clive Davis party last night. Everybody saw them leave together. And then later on that evening, apparently he got into an altercation with some woman in her car. They got out of the car, and then he beat her up. And she called police, and he fled the scene. And tonight they were supposed to both be on the Grammys, and they both canceled. And there was a warrant out for his arrest, and he turned himself in. So they haven't said it was Rihanna that he beat up, but apparently –
Well, you know what? The audience was thrilled to see Jennifer Hudson, too. So all this gossip going on.
But they just seem like such a sweet couple that it's really shocking. But you know what? If they'd been drinking and all that stuff, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stress. And speaking of stress and love, we've got Dr. Matt back on the show. So, Dr. Matt, can you tell us about stress? Because I want to wrap this up a little bit because I got a couple more minutes. But I want to talk about stress and how love and stress actually – weirdly and oddly are combined sometimes.
Well, getting back to what I was speaking about before, you have that mesolimbic pathway, and I'm not going to use any more fancy words, but that's basically the tie-in between stress and emotions. And it's, you know, everyone kind of knows that, you know, when you're stressed out, you get sick more often, because when you're loving, you can actually increase the function and even increase the size of that thymus gland, which is your major player of the immune system. And when you're really, really stressed, then the thymus gland will actually shrink. Now, when I say stressed, it's not just emotional stress. It's all stress. Now, February, March, these are the months where weather goes up and down, up and down. Here in New York, it was 20 degrees a couple of days ago. It was 60 degrees today. It was great. The problem is when you have what's called thermal stress, which is not 20 degrees every day, but it's when you have one temperature one day and another temperature another day, those affect the adrenal glands. That is stress in itself. That can be the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back and brings down the whole system. You can even go out and, let's say, eat McDonald's, have some type of sensitivity reaction, and that can bring down the whole immune system. So what I do, basically, you tie everything together. You can't just separate a part from the whole. And the emotions is one-third of that whole.
It's funny because this great friend of mine, she's in a really bad relationship for years, and she just won't kick his ass out. It makes me insane. But it's funny because she's recently gotten these, like, white spots, like on her hands and on her arms. And it's all stress-related.
Yes, there's a good friend of mine who I used to treat who came back who had recurring low back pain, and she was in this miserable relationship where she literally saw her boyfriend once every 2 to 3 months. Once every 2 to 3 months, they would go away for a week. And then she wouldn't see him for another 2 to 3 months.
Well,
and
this
then finally she dropped him. And her low back pain, boom, disappeared, didn't come back.
Yeah, it's weird how it does affect you like that. It's true.
Is there truth, Dr. Matt, in love sickness? Can people really get love sick?
Yes. I mean, there is. You know, people will feel an actual pain. You know, that's why they call it heartache. Or they say, I have my heart broken. They will feel a physical pain.
Right. It's a proven thing that people have been talking about a lot lately, that there is a chemical that is released that is very similar to, like, you know, heroin addict when you're detoxing. And so when you break up with somebody, even if it's a horrible relationship, you do have legitimate heartache and legitimate pain if you think that or feel like you're in love with them. Yeah.
You're going back to the levels of consciousness. We're talking about love, joy, and when your listener called in and asked about how to achieve love. And this is not actually something I'm suggesting, but in the Hawkins book, Power vs. Force, he talked about different drugs. And, you know, I think Eckhart Tolle mentioned that alcohol brings out the pain body, so that would be bad. But Hawkins talked about the reasons why some people like certain drugs, let's say like cocaine or ecstasy. What Hawkins proposed was that they actually covered up the lower levels of consciousness and allowed you to access those higher levels that are already within you, that are just, you know, stuff kind of piled over. And when you all of a sudden jumped to the higher level, you felt euphoric. And that's why it had that effect. Now, in my practice, I don't get that euphoric effect every day, but here and then I do get it. I had someone the other day who actually told me that, or I had someone last week who actually told me that he experienced 2 days of euphoria. It's because, you know, during the whole technique, we achieved that higher level of consciousness.
So the higher level of consciousness.
Level of consciousness in this case would be love, joy. Basically, the highest would be enlightenment. Right below that you have peace, and right below that you have joy, and right below that you have love.
And I think that's what we're all searching for, Gina. That's why I think you have your great business, because everyone wants that higher level of consciousness. People want love, you know?
That's true. Everybody wants somebody, for sure.
And, you know, I've got a great statement, Gina, for you to use for your friend who's in a bad relationship. And this is for anyone who's in a bad relationship. This is Max's advice for you. You need to face it, erase it, and replace it. And that's from my Dr. Grace Cornish. Face it, erase it, replace it. How simple is that? Right, Gina?
Yes, it's very, very simple. Unfortunately, this is why I say you have to be so careful who you even go out with, because before you know it, you could be in love with that person. And before you know it, if you haven't been smart and hadn't made, you know, the right choices, you could be in a really bad relationship. And then it's so hard to get out. It's easy to say, hard to do.
And I think first we need to be in love with ourselves before we can love someone else. Is that a myth or truth?
Exactly.
No. I think if you love yourself, then you'll make better choices.
You know, I had a friend who used to say, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Hear, hear.
Right? What do you say, Dr. Matt?
In the movies, you know, love is a thing that the world sings about, the world writes about, it has movies about, but everyone knows very little about it. You know, in the movies, and I did not see, you know, He's Just Not Into You, but I'm sure that love is portrayed as having a male and female winning each other. But in reality, the real love is winning the entire universe. It's winning the love of every individual in the universe and noticing and experiencing the fact that love is deep within you. You already have it. When you can express your true love, your inner love, and you kind of let it grow, I don't want to get too, like, spooky here, but, you know, then you attract everyone else, and, you know, you basically find someone that compliments you.
Yeah. Well, I think that when you love yourself, you know, and you respect yourself, then hopefully you'll make better, smarter, wiser love choices.
Well, if I'm out there, if I'm looking for love, if I'm looking for love because I need love and I want love, and, you know, let's say I see you and I say, yeah, that's, you know, that's who can give me love. But, you know, let's say that you're looking for love too. Now, how can I expect you to give me love if you're looking for it too?
Right.
The only way to, you know, you have your own love and someone else has their own love and you can share that love. But you're definitely not going to find it from someone who's looking for it.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. You're not going to find it, I think, I think somebody can be looking for it, but if they're lacking it, that might be the difference.
And you know what? Speaking of lacking, guys, I'm going to have to say that time is lacking because I got to wrap up this show. It's almost time to go. But you know what? Valentine's Day is around the corner. Email me, max@maxsugi.com, with any great ideas that you've done or are going to do for Valentine's Day. Dr. Matt, wrap it up real quick with a great closing comment, and then Gina, I'll have you do the same, and then I'm going to wrap it up myself. So, Dr. Matt, you're up with a great final comment.
I'm going to wrap it up with another Lester Levinson quote. He was the originator of the Sedona Method. He once said, square all with love. During the day, if we fit whatever we're doing into love, it will make for rapid and tremendous progress. Square all with love. Think to yourself, am I doing this with love? And no matter what it is, try to do it with love. Gina, it was great talking to you and pleasure phone meeting you or radio meeting you. And Max, you had me at hello.
Thanks, Matt. And you know what, Dr. Matt, you can find him on my Facebook page. So Gina and Matt, I'll hook you guys up there. Gina, closing statement real quick.
Love the way you want to be loved.
I love it. And that's what made me draw my attention to you on your Facebook page, because that's a great, great statement. And Gina and Matt, it's been wonderful to have you on. My clothing statement is actually biblical, Hebrews 11:1. And I think without faith, we can't find love. So faith is a confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us an assurance about things we cannot see. And that's why my quote for the night. So have faith that you will find love, because faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. So that's Hebrews 11:1, New Translation. You guys, it's been a lot of fun having you on. This Valentine's Day is my 30th birthday.
Yay.
So I'm going to rock it out. Have a good time.
Happy birthday to
happy
you.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Thank you all, and have a wonderful
Max.
Night.
Happy birthday, Max, to you.
Huh. What's your website real quick, Gina?
Oh, they can find me at selectiveandsingle.com.
Selective and single. Dr. Matt, thanks so much. Gina Hendricks, love goddess. Thank you both. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much.
It's been fun. Have a good night, you guys.
All right.
So, everyone, here we go. I've got to wrap this show up. It's been a lot of fun. The One Love, One Life show here on To the Max on LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Roberta, for calling in. It's been fun having you all listening. I look forward to hearing you. I might take next week off because it's my birthday. But you know what? I got to say, big thank you to Delta.com for getting me to Florida and everywhere else I go. Check out Delta.com. Also, Sloan's in Florida and Boca Raton. If you want some great ice cream and you're in the area, it's a great place to bring your Valentine's, Sloan's ice cream. And if you want to have a cute little lunch, go to Cosiducci, my favorite place. Ciao, Senora. Thank you. Happy birthday to Diego and Gregory. Forgot them too at the top of the show. But everyone, there you go. Face it, erase it, replace it. Valentine's Day is here, and have faith in everything you do, because faith is the confidence that we hope for when it will actually happen. So everyone, have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. Sam, let's wrap this show up and take life to the max, everyone. Peace out.
You're listening to To the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.